All right, this is Tuesday evening. We're having a night earlier. A no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. I bet y'all couldn't have guessed that, could you? How long are you going to go? Maybe we'll go till the millennial kicks in. I don't know. The title is The Beast in the Bottomless Pit. I'm always kind of surprised at the direction the Lord leads me because I wasn't going in one direction and ended up in another. So, all right. When the White Hats took out Notre Dame, y'all remember that? It was said to have set them back, meaning the beast and the New World Order agenda, for 1,000 years. What they had planned for set them back 1,000 years. They, being the beast, on the Saturday before Easter, April 15th, 2019, planned to have a satanic ritual, supposedly with a sacrifice of 666 children, to open the portal from the nether regions to loose an entity that would incarnate the Antichrist. They needed a heavy-duty spirit to complete their evil agenda. The spire was destroyed atop the cathedral, and it supposedly was a White Hat operation. They did it in retaliation. You'll see that as I bring some information. Okay, first article I want to read to you is, what do spires and steeples represent? Such objects long predate Christianity. In fact, they go back to ancient pagan fertility rites. The male symbol of fertility was represented by the pagans as an upright stone pillar obelisk or slender tower. According to Edward Carpenter in the book Pagan and Christian Creeds, the lingam, a stylized phallic symbol, occurs all over the world, which we know, the three city states, the Washington Monument. The Biblical Cyclopedia by McClintock and Strong says, even the spires of churches are symbols retained from the old phallic worship. Thomas Inman, in his book Ancient Pagan and Modern Christian Symbolism, writes that ancient fertility rites and phallic worship resulted in the setting up of various architectural structures, such as we now see towers or spires before our churches and minarets before mosque. This is sufficient evidence that our churches should not be adorned with such symbols and that they should have no connection to the worship of God. I never want a church with a steeple. No, thank you very much. You know, talk about open the door and there's the people. You know, here's the church and here's the steeple. Well, that's what that steeple represents. Why am I not surprised? All right. Like the three towers, each one of the three city states, D.C., London, and the Vatican. Well, according to Laura, I think it's her last name, I forget her last name, the PhD, the one that's written about the Nephilim and the link to the Federal Reserve, these towers are like, they connect the ley lines. That's what the pyramids were about. They were the ley lines for the demonic territories and all that kind of stuff that's all throughout our nation, all throughout our world. Many think about how, think about how many Christian churches across our world that have a phallic symbol on top of it. And we wonder why we've got problems. 1,000 years from now would be just about right when Satan will be loosed out of the pit to go and deceive the nations again in the beginning of the Gog-Magog War. If they set him back 1,000 years, maybe it's by divine providence. I know Keith says it's all biblical. There's nothing that's happenstance. Everything is planned out to the letter. Isn't that the way God does things? All right, we're going to look at Revelation 20. Learn something new every day. All right, verse 1 says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, he may be loosed a little season." Then verse 7, "And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea." Now you always hear people talking about end times, talking about this great battle, and they think it's all lining up right now. That's what they think is going on over there. Well, I'm telling you, it's not true. It isn't true. That's going to be the Gog and Magog war. Yeah. Sure seems to fit, doesn't it, about the 1,000-year gap here. I'm done with that old devil. And I'm looking forward to that day. I hope it's something we can physically see. But you know what? The joke's on the devil. He's been pushing since Genesis 3 to get his sorry, you know what, back up on the sides of the north. He's been instigating people to break through the dome, build their towers to heaven, and all of these things, all of these years, these many years. And they think, you know what? I saw a deal where Beyonce, she did an enactment of the Queen of Heaven on stage. I don't know if it's a year or two ago. She was doing the sign of the Son of Man that was in the stars. They think we're about to get back up there. We're about to usher in our reset, and it's about to be ours. The Lord said, "Oh, hold on. How about 1,000 years in the pit?" He's going to be like a hornet when he gets out of that pit. Just like another 1,000 years to have to think about. He didn't get his way. I'm telling you, people, whatever they think, the devil's trying to push his timeline, and God says, "No, it will never be on your timeline. It will be on my timeline." He's going to go in the pit for 1,000 years. Okay? That just makes me want to laugh. I'm thinking, yeah, you think you're so powerful and so got it all together and you got all your people and all your things in place? You don't have anything. That angel's got that leash. That devil's on a leash. All right, this is a good thing to remember. Over and over again, have we seen the beast rise and fall? He's pushing his timeline, but it will happen on God's timeline, not Satan's. That old devil has a leash on him. Guess that angel's been looking forward to this, ready to lasso that old devil and throw him in the pit. He's probably been looking forward to that for thousands of years, to get rid of him. Because he was around whenever he fell, when he rebelled, and 30 of the angels fell with him. He's cast down to the earth. The beast is doing everything he can to push the great reset, and it is falling apart. God wins, and so do we. Yes. Q is quoted as saying, and not sure which post they are, but that their symbolism would be their downfall. I'm going to read an article that has one of those posts in there. Haman is being hung on the gallows. Their great reset is not so great, for it is completely backfiring. It's falling apart. The COVID scam is falling apart. See, they can't do the reset without the COVID, because the COVID was going to put everybody in their houses, nobody working. All the governors are opening up. dropping all the mask mandates. Even today, I saw, I don't remember what state, they're dropping their pushing of their passports, vaccine passports. It's coming to Texas. You just watch. Okay. I'm going to read you. I came across this morning. This is from Cyril Brain 2. The truth about Notre Dame may surprise you is the name of it. We'll come back to this. All right. To know the truth about the Notre Dame fire, we first need to go through the cathedral's history and understand the current political context in France. Don't worry, it won't be school boring, and you can get a cool free tour of Paris. You gotta have a clean exit. Just a minute. Now, there's all kinds of links in this article, but I could not open any of them. And I don't know why. I've been on where they archived, the Reddit had all the archives, but they won't let you go to any of the links. But it says, the current political context, the following image sums it all up. It is well known that Macron is a product of the Rothschild cabal. He is the, what do they call him, the president of France, Macron. Macron is a product of the Rothschild cabal, and his election number was 66.06%. It was them clarifying that even if they lost the U.S. with Trump's election, they still had their grip over France and most of Europe. Listen to how this former Rothschild director contemptuously talks about him and how his masters terrorize him, humiliate him at dinners like this one. See, it has a video. This was on February 20th, 2019. Yeah, he's kind of a little man and young, and he's kind of a not too keen, not too sharp. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's just a puppet. Next, the construction of Notre Dame began between March 24th and April 25th of 1163. With the laying of the cornerstone in the presence of King Louis VII and Pope Alexander III. In this article, we learn about Biscornet's story. We are in the 1300s and the cathedral is almost completed. Biscornet was given the Herculean task of producing the doors, as it is rumored he sold his soul to the devil in exchange for his assistance in the production of a piece that contemporary artists consider to be a technical feat. It's a horrible door. It's a massive door, and it looks like a tree, a big, huge tree with all these branches, but all the branches are snakes. Yeah. When he completed his job, he was found dead, and the doors mysteriously remained closed despite multiple efforts. They finally opened when they were sprinkled with holy water. Okay, if this story is true, kudos to Satan for signing his name on a door that millions of Catholics would go through to pray. If it's not true, you will still have beautiful pieces to ponder upon. It wasn't beautiful to me, it's ugly. During the 1789 French Revolution, a mob of angry Democrats looted Notre Dame and decapitated the 28 statues of the kings of Judah located at the west facade. History books will tell you they mistook them for statues of French kings. Of course, as a Kew researcher, you know the French Revolution was a Masonic project that weaponized peasants to overthrow the king, crush the church, and kick out of schools, empower the tiers, etat, and get the French Burgundies to rule. Have you ever asked yourself if democracy was divinely inspired? Did you notice that Israel needed leaders after Moses? They were not advised by God to vote, but were given Saul as their king. When Christ comes back, isn't it obvious voting him in will not make sense since we all accept he has a divine right to rule the world as the Messiah? Now you know why it's critical for our enemies to sell us his bloodline. Now you know why it's critical for our enemies to sell us his bloodline is interrupted, why those from his bloodline live in secrecy, why state and government are promoted almost like divinities, and why Freemasons decapitated these kings of Judah's statues and never tried to restore them. Quite the contrary, they proudly display what they consider to be trophies at the Cluny Museum. See all these pictures, I wish I could have seen them. Q354, therefore they openly showcase their symbolism. Just to make sure everybody understood, there was a new sheriff in town. The Freemasons rededicated the cathedral in 1793 to the cult of reason, a state-sponsored atheistic religion intended as a replacement for Roman Catholicism and later to Robespierre's deist cult of the Supreme Being. In July 1801, the new ruler, Napoleon Bonaparte, restored the cathedral to the church because he was cool, No. Because he wanted the Pope to validate his coronation and that of his wife Josephine as Emperor and Empress of France, which Pope Pius VII reluctantly did on December 12, 1804. See, if you could go to these links, you'd understand more of what is going on here. In 1844, King Louis Philippe ordered the restoration of the cathedral. Eugene Vallée-le-Duc was one of the two architects supervising the restoration. He took this opportunity to add the sculpture of these creepy creatures in the gallery des Chimeres and to replace the statue of St. Thomas with a statue of himself. With this move, he entered the group of the 12 biblical apostles represented on the spire of the cathedral. But with a twist, the other 11 statues are facing Paris when he is the only one facing the cathedral. As you can see, this place, which was supposed to be devoted to worshiping the Father, has gone through a lot, layer after layer, darkness after darkness. And like all of these things, kind of like the Vatican, there's tunnels all down in there, and they do all kinds of heinous things. Now fast forward to 2019. We learned how Notre Dame is in desperate need for repairs and how a charity is seeking to raise $120 million for that purpose. The $2.4 million budget the French state allocates to the cathedral yearly is not enough to finance these repairs. Now let's see what happened 5 days before the fire. Again, they beheaded the apostles. I remember that. They moved all the statues of the apostles out of there. They cut their heads off. You know, I think that was symbolism in itself. Did you hear the reason given this time by the engineer in charge? He said he's going to restore them, that he needed to know the internal structure. He should have asked any 11th grade student. Supposedly he does not know there is a science called chemistry. Could have cut the base or a finger, but no, he needed the head. You know what's going on, right? Yes. They applied the same fate as the one applied to the statues of the kings of Judah during the 1789 French Masonic Revolution. See, there's symbolism. They've got to do it a certain way, on a certain day, at a certain time. And if that window is not met, then their portal won't open. They will. It all evolves around that. Let's recap. 5 days before the fire, the Notre Dame needed money. All the kings of Judah were out, beheaded and stored in the Cluny Museum. All the 11 apostles plus one were also out, beheaded and stored somewhere. All the demonic statues remained on the site. All those gargoyles and all that junk that's up there was left. Next, look at their satanic calendar to know if this place was not being prepared for satanic ceremony. Okay. On Easter Eve, okay, I cut off a little bit on the bottom. I'm sorry. So based on this calendar and these clues, something should have happened there around April the 12th, 2019. Nothing happened. Instead, the fire took place on April 15th and nearly 300 people were killed in Sri Lanka on April the 21st, 2019. Do you see it? In other words, because they did not get to do a sacrifice, they did a false flag event so that blood was shed. That's why they do false flags. That's what 9/11 was about. It was a sacrifice. The cathedral was being prepared for a secret mass sacrifice, but the premature fire stopped their plan. Sri Lanka was their plan B. How do I know? First, you notice Notre Dame was a cathedral and a touristic destination, right? Well, this is why in Plan B, they translated the cathedral to multiple churches and met the touristic requirement by targeting hotels. Coincidence? I remember the bombings. There was a church, I know of one church, that they bombed and a lot of people were killed. Second, I told you in this post, in this image, about the number 74 equals a sacrifice, and how the maestro, his Trump, coded it in his tweet relative to 9/11. Now let's calculate the number of days between the 9/11 and the day of the Notre Dame fire. We find 17 years, 7 months, and 4 days. This 7 and 4 stands for 74, which equals a sacrifice, and 17 stands for Q. We are told the fire at Notre Dame is the White Hat's response for the 9/11 attacks. The White Hats had the intel they were preparing another satanic sacrifice for Easter Eve, and they stopped it by advancing the date of the fire. Set the devil back 1,000 years. Retaliation for 9/11. If things had worked the way they planned, it would have been a political masterpiece. Macron's speech on the controversial French national debate in the evening of April 15th, media coverage and political reactions on April 16th and 17th, and yellow vest protest against the speech on April 20, overshadowed by the Notre Dame fire that would have happened sometime between April 20th and April 21st. You get the political gain. I know the yellow vest movement went on for over a year. That was when the people in Paris were rising up against the system. Yet you get the political gain, the satanic sacrifice, and more renovation money than you could ever have dreamed of. Now, is it me just speculating and selling you a plausible story with those coincidences? You know I have more than that, of course. I got the confirmation from the maestro. It's all coded in his April 17th tweet. The first tweet of the day refers to 11 payments. Now look at the last capital letter before this number 11. It's the I from the FBI. Value for I is yes. 9, and here you have your 9/11. Coincidence? Go through the highlighted lines and read the decoded message. See, he decoded all of President Trump's tweets. Yeah. All right, Peruvian coffee, for those who noticed in the last image that the capital letters adding up to 86 equal Nephilim. Nephilim were also solved with Adam Levin, which equals 86. Because of Mark Levin's last name, Adam Levin is an artist and his real name is Adam Noah Levin. Noah, Nephilim, coincidence? No. If we notice, he's a coach on NBC's show The Voice. We deduce what the maestro was telling us about their cult and rituals. They use vibration to open portals and impart dark spirits in our realm. He says, read the decoded message. Well, I would have if I could have opened it. All right, songs, music, vibrations, voice. What are the odds Michelle Obama tweeted this 3 days after the fire? What are the odds she was in Paris the day of the fire? It shows her across the bank, and she's on one of those boats, and she's got her wine glass, and she's going like this, and you can see the reflection of the fire in the wine glass. Why does the version of how she learned about the fire change? There's supposed to be a version of the boat driver and a driver version, a boat version. Couldn't open them. What are the odds the 5 capital letters of her tweet was Beyonce added up to 66, which equals Moloch? I remember her sending a message, or Beyonce sending a message to her, or something like that. Why the subtitles? Yes, the 19 capital letters. What are the odds they add up to 161, Jewish value of Moloch? Perhaps he could not, this is Q 153, perhaps he could not stomach the thought of mass murderers occurring to satisfy Moloch. All right, I wish I could have had more information on that, but it's still, I just remember when he brought that out, and it seemed kind of strange that the Lord was leading in that direction today. All right. The truth about the Notre Dame, okay, I already read that to you. We've been taught about how flamboyant the Antichrist will be, but I don't know if that is so. You can see that his puppets are definitely are. Movie stars, sports stars, political figures, even church leaders. The beast is the devil and he is hidden. And he's been pushing his agenda in secret behind the scenes, if you will, since the fall of man in the garden. The beast has gone from age to age, government to government, and pushed his unholy agenda. They always talk about There's people behind the scenes you know nothing about that you've never seen, you've never heard of. Like I said, it will not be whenever the devil says, it'll be when God says, this timetable. Now I want you to look over to Daniel chapter 2. Is this making sense to y'all? I feel like I'm just kind of out there. It's just a little different. But anyway, anytime you deal with cerebral brain, it's different. Okay. Daniel chapter 2, 36. Now this is Daniel interpreting the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall rise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. You see what that's going on? That's them and us. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. There's just a 1,000-year millennial reign. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Forasmuch as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Okay, I do believe we are the last 10 toes. It has to be. All the other that are mentioned here, I have it written in my Bible. Babylon was gold, Medo-Persia silver, Greeks were brass, the Romans were iron. And we are the revised, or the EU is the revision of the Holy Roman Empire. So we are that last civilization, if you will, before this all comes tumbling down. Satan has been like the wizard behind the curtain, pulling all the strings. Okay. 1 John 2:18. Let's read that right quick. People want to know, why do you think we're out of time? It'd be a perfect way to say, well, go look at the statue. Nebuchadnezzar's statue. And we know that Nebuchadnezzar had the dream about the tree. I didn't put this in here, but the stump was cut off. But the roots were left in the ground. And so we've seen Babylon rise over and over, over and over. And we see in Revelation, the Lord saying, come out of her, my people. Babylon, it says the tree that fills the whole earth. That was even featured in one of the, you know, with all the superheroes.
The Marvel.
Yeah. Where it was the part where the Nazi guy comes in there. And the man, you see this big, huge tree of life, and he was looking for the cube and everything. He gives reference to that tree. See, that's the seed of the root of Satan right there in his kingdom. Yeah. Keep in context what I read to you about the bottomless pit or portals. They are biblical, okay? This is, look at Revelation 11:7. And when they had finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. So the beast rises out of the pit. Now this is what they were going to do. They wanted that entity to come up out of the portal after their sacrifice so he could incarnate someone. Okay. You know, a lot of people would think, say what? Because we've had revelation out there in some other, like, I don't know, like it's not even reality. But this is going on right now, people. It is. All right, Revelation 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. The sea represents people, multitudes coming out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. It could be any maritime law. It is the law of the sea. That's what our nation's been under, is maritime law, the law of the sea. And upon his horns, ten crowns, upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. So here's the seven heads, the seven mountains of culture. He's dominated all seven mountains of culture. And the beast, which I saw, and I want to go into the details about the beast here. Let me see how, okay. All right, verse 4. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to 42 months, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle on them that dwell in heaven. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. It's pretty well been so. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man hath an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. You see, all of this stuff, it all comes out of the pit. And I was thinking about this today with the vaccination stuff and it's not really vaccination, with this experimental drug that they're calling a vaccine. It says here in verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And then no man might buy or sell, say that he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. You know, they worship the beast. You know, people are being given a choice. I was hearing somebody, a programmer, say today, it's really becoming defined. He said, those that we thought were walking close to God, he said, I believe that the people that are walking close to God have been warned, don't take it. But then we see Christian people that we thought they ought to know this, that are taking it. And I've heard so many doctors, I mean, I'm just coming out with, within 2 years, they're going to all be dead. And there's no hope for any of them. And I'm thinking, Lord, I hope this is just a movie. And I hope this isn't true. But I don't know. But it does. I don't understand how someone could take their life in their own hands and just go blindly and just do something. I don't understand, especially if you're a Christian. I don't see why in the world, unless it's just all a spoof. Okay. All right. Go over here to 17. Revelation 17. it's a terrible thing to think everybody you know is taking the vaccine, within 2 years they'll be dead. Lord spoke something to me. I think it was either this morning or yesterday morning. He said, just like I sent Joseph ahead. He said, I sent you ahead to save your family. Yeah. And probably many others. God's awakened people to save their families, to get, you know, get people to wake up so they can not be succumbed to this that's going on. It was kind of sobering. I thought, oh, dear Lord. I'm thankful that pretty well everybody in our, you know, our kids and grandkids, they're pretty well on board. There's a couple of them I'm kind of iffy about, but they're not taking the vaccine. So, anyway, I'm glad they listen. It makes me sad that so many haven't and won't. All right, Revelation 17, 8 and 9. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here's the man that hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Which we know the seven city of seven hills is Rome. And all roads lead back to Rome. But it also represents all the seven hills of culture. Now, with that, I want to read to you about the Illuminati. And this is the lady that, the roots of the Federal Reserve. In the 1770s, Jacob Frank made a pact with Adam Weishaupt to join the Sabine Frankist with Illuminati. It was at this juncture in history that the Rothschilds became intertwined in these Luciferian secret societies. All three converged in Frankfurt. The Rothschilds provided much-needed funding for Frank, which solidified the Triad Union. Barry Chemish, a Canadian-born Israeli author, writes, "The initial financiers of labor Zionism and Theodor Herzl were barons of the Rothschild clan. Their goal was the creation of a state in the image of their Sabbatean beliefs, that is, anti-Torah, anti-Talmudic, anti-religious, and anti-Jewish. To Sabbateans, any Jew who does not accept anti-Judaism is fit for execution. Israel has chosen mortality and God, and that means execution is the correct punishment. Rabbi Antelman is not alone in tracing the Rothschild path to an American financial takeover." Isn't that what this is about? Money? Hundreds, if not thousands, of researchers have proved that the European Rothschilds sent their German agents of the Schiff, Astor, and Warburg families to see, I talked about this last week about the Federal Reserve, to serve the interest of the cabal formed by the Jesuit Illuminati, British Freemasonry, and Sabbatarianism. In 1770, Mayor Amskill Rothschild commissioned Adam Weishaupt to establish a secret society called the Order of the Illuminati. We've been hearing about the Illuminati since the 70s. I can remember getting a tape. Amskill, along with a handful of influential cohorts, had been working on plans for global domination. Adam Weishaupt caught the attention of Amskill because of his intelligence and repugnant narcissistic personality. Weishaupt impregnated his sister-in-law and tried to abort the baby because he didn't want his reputation tarnished. I thought, oh dear Lord. Adam Weishaupt was born in Ingolstadt, Bavaria in 1748. He was born to Jewish parents who converted to Catholicism. Accordingly, Weishaupt attended Jesuit schools and learned five languages, including Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. He became a professor of canon law at the University of Ingolstadt. Ingolstadt. In his early 20s, he began collecting and reading every ancient text he could get a hold of. He was particularly drawn to the mysteries of the Great Pyramid. In 1971, he met a merchant who had lived in Egypt and taught him some of the mysteries of the ancient Illuminis. Weizenhot enjoyed his influence as a professor in shaping the minds of his students, but this small group of adepts was not enough to satisfy him. Instead, he envisioned impacting all of humanity by forming a secret society with laws patterned after the Jesuits, but diametrically opposite, Weizenhot stated. What these men, the Jesuits, have done for the altar and the throne, said he to himself, why would not I do in opposition to the altar and the throne? With legions of adept subjects to my laws and by the lure of mysteries, why may not I destroy under the cover of darkness what they edified in broad day? What Christ even did for God and for Caesar, why should I not do against God and Caesar by means of adepts now become my apostles? Weizenhot was just 28 years old when he formally instituted the Order of the Illuminati on May 1, 1776, when our republic started. He, along with two of his brightest and most devious followers, formed the highest echelon of the secret society. They took on secret names. Weizenhot became Spartacus, the name chosen for their order. The Illuminati was in honor of Lucifer, the bearer of light. Was founded to establish a Novus Ordo Scholarium, or a New World Order, which is on our dollar. A prominent symbol of Illuminati is the Great Pyramid and the All-Seeing Eye. Weizenhot stated, do you realize sufficiently what it means to rule in a secret society, not only over the lesser or more important of the populace, but over the best man, over men of all ranks, nations, and religion, to rule without external force, to unite them indissolubly, to breathe one spirit and soul into them, men distributed over all parts of the earth. We are convinced that the order will rule the world. Every member, therefore, becomes a ruler. We will all think of ourselves as qualified to rule. It is therefore an alluring thought both to good and bad men. Therefore, the order will spread. Weizenhot's plans for world domination can be summarized as follows. Abolish all national governments. Abolish private property. Abolish inheritance. Destroy patriotism. Destroy Christianity. Destroy the family unit. It's the very thing that our world right now is fighting against. And this is through Freemasonry and the Illuminati. Okay? All right, secret societies like Freemasons do not realize they're worshiping the devil until they reach the 32nd and 33rd degree levels of their cult. The rituals that are required in some of these secret societies, well, you know why they are secret, could be part of these opening portals to allow demonic entities to do these things. All right, secret societies here. The Rothschilds directed Weizenhot to infiltrate the Continental Order of Freemasons with the doctrines of the Illuminati behind the scenes. All seven mountains of cultures, as we see clearly today, we have been amazed that they have indeed had their finger in every pie. How has this infiltration come about? Sex, money, power. Sounds like the beast, doesn't it? Let's read Luke 4, the temptations of Jesus. Verse 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. In those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. So Jesus was tempted. Lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's what's been presented here to these people. All right, I want to read you another article. This is a blog by Christina Lynn. All right, this is about CERN, C-E-R-N, looking for God particle or opening portals of hell. Looking for God particle or opening portals of hell, question mark. Back in April 2016, the Wall Street Journal published an article entitled CERN is seeking secrets of the universe or maybe opening the portal of hell regarding the Large Hadron Collider, a 17-mile subterranean loop beneath the France Switzerland border near Geneva that smashes particles at nearly the speed of light. CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research that operates the world's largest particle physics lab and the largest hadron collider, is an atom smasher to generate antimatter, which is invisible. However, in 2012, CERN scientists were able to trap antimatter and observe the Higgs boson, or God particle, which they believe would unlock the secrets of how the universe was created and support the Big Bang theory of how an invisible universe wide field gave mass to all matter right after the Big Bang. Now CERN is proposing to build an even bigger billion super collider in search of the God particle. However, some scientists have been cautioning against this move, fearing it would open up a black hole or a parallel universe. All right, black holes and portals. Much of this controversy was generated by an incident in 2016. On June 16, 2016, CERN began the AWAKE, Advanced Wakefield Experiment project to accelerate charged particles, and coincidentally, 10 days later, Christopher Serres put online a series of photos of the skies above CERN. I showed a picture, it was kind of weird looking. The photo showed a strange cloud formation and electrical activities above the CERN complex, and this stirred a bit of media frenzy about portals in the sky. In the light of the fact that LHC has detected many black holes while smashing the particles, which could indicate parallel universes and extra dimensions. And we know what those extra dimensions are. Yeah. In fact, in 2014, renowned scientist Stephen Hawking, which is dead now, issued a stern warning in his book, Starmus, that the God particle may end up destroying the universe, a concern shared by many other physicists. The main worry is the creation of these microscopic black holes that would grow and eventually decay the Earth from the inside. Although CERN scientists try to reassure that these black holes would not destroy the universe, British astronomer Sir Martin Rees agrees with Hawking, this may open a Pandora's box and unleash high energy, strange matters that are very unstable and cause a catastrophic vacuum decay that would lead time and space to collapse. Extra dimension and parallel universe. In the meantime, while scientists are concerned with black holes and decay of the universe, others from a religious standpoint are wary of CERN's efforts to investigate extra dimensions and parallel universe through the LHC. Here science meets religion in the search for the God particle. The religious community is generally suspicious of CERN's activities. Well, the main thing is that they have satanic worship. And they all have all kinds of symbology at CERN. In question, what does the statue of the Hindu god Lord Shiva, god of destruction, that is promptly displayed outside of the LHC, has to do with science? Also, they note how CERN is located in a place that was once called Apollyon. Apollyon in Greek means destruction. In Roman times, where they believed was a gateway to the underworld. Given scientists refer to black holes as bottomless pits of gravity and coupled with discussion of opening a doorway into another dimension. See, evidently, when the angel gets the devil, he puts him in the pit and he seals it. Back whenever the president was doing the wall, there was another seal brain post that I could not find. It was about the wall is more than you think. The wall is also to detect and to keep out interdimensionals as well as illegals. Okay? So the wall was a lot more than just a wall. Okay. Given scientists refer to black holes as bottomless pits of gravity and coupled with discussion of opening a doorway into other dimensions, many point to warnings in the book of Revelation, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star far from heaven unto the earth. To him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. Here, St. John refers to a time when Satan is given the key to the bottomless pit to release a horde of demonic beings resembling locusts upon the world, and some wonder if this Bible event is connected to the CERN experiments. See, they were going to use it to try to get off planet. These elites escaping. It's too early to tell, but now China is also joining the quest in building its own particle smasher, 5 times more powerful than CERN. And as Europe and China both race in search of the God particle, it might not be long before the world finds out who is at the end of that quest, the creator or the destroyer of the universe. Okay, that's it. Oh, one more thing. Just give you a little bit of intel here. Yesterday, the law was passed in Texas. They can open carry with a holstered handgun. This one right here says Q, you know, Q. We know everything. We have it all. Every phone call, text, email, photo sent, every video, everything encrypted. We know what's behind the walls, inside the walls, where all the bodies are buried. We have the codes to quadrillions of banks, accounts, and crypto. We robbed the Vatican, the Queen, the World Banks. We have the gold Canada sold and what HRC hid. The Rothschilds' hidden gold in China Triangle. We have it all. Don't fear the next event's coming. It had to be this way. Yeah.